I think we did too. You know, it's always just one of them things. You know what I'm
it
saying?
Is.
Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday.
If we were on the radio, it would be like 95.7 The Rock, Tuesday, two play, but we're not.
We're on a podcast, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
It'd be something like that, you know what I mean? How was your Monday night? It was a long, long night at work, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, you go to work, then you come here and you do this. I mean, you just don't have time in the day.
I know. There's not enough hours in the day.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
But it is what it is.
Yeah. We got a wonderful show today. It is April 22nd. We are going to go through the national days.
Ooh, nice.
How about a 1955 Good Housekeeping article on how wives should prepare for their husbands?
Oh, there we go.
What do you think of that?
I like it.
You know, it's conservationists in Missouri want us to chop a head off fish.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Scientists make incredible breakthrough after studying human urine.
Ooh, maybe another urine story.
Yeah, you know, maybe the pee guy's onto something. You know what
he
I'm saying?
Be.
An unlikely visitor comes into a YMCA in Kentucky.
Hmm.
And then finally, I want to talk about a Fox News story about a viral CIA file about aliens attacking soldiers.
Ooh.
Things are getting weird. I mean, we got to prepare ourselves. I don't know for what.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't even prepare ourselves for tax day.
No.
Yeah. Were you prepared?
I wasn't prepared to see those numbers.
Like, when you walked out of there, were you seeing stars and you had, like, a hangover feeling?
I felt like Mike Tyson at his prime.
Yeah, just knocked me
to you-know-what out.
Yeah, like, knocked you into next week.
Yes.
That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Like, next month.
Yes, yeah. Pretty much.
I feel so bad for Americans. But so far, Doge on paper with, you know, the receipts to back it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Over $208 billion. Ooh. That is a fifth of $1 trillion. And they say that they've actually got a lot more.
Right.
But they haven't provided the receipts.
Oh,
okay. There has been over 10,000 Social Security payments stopped for people over the age of 120.
Wow. That's really going to affect hardly no one.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If they're sending out that many,
right?
You know, 10,000 times, I don't even know what that is. What, 1,200, 1,400, 1,600? Well, I don't know what Social Security is.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Let's just say that it's 1,500. Let's just pick a number, okay?
That's probably close.
Well, what's 1,500 times 10,000?
Yeah.
And that's per month.
That's it.
And that's, you know what I'm saying?
That's a lot.
And then they stopped the people, you know, that came over here that hadn't worked their whole life from getting it.
Yep.
I think that's a good thing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So, and then I did find something out. You know the guy that went to El Salvador that was on the list that supposedly wasn't supposed to go?
Right.
Okay, I didn't know this because this was never in the media, but did you know that a judge, not Trump, is actually the one that said he needed to be deported?
Yeah, I did hear something about this.
Yeah, it came out later.
Later.
Yeah. Later.
Yeah. And he is illegal.
Well, yeah, it's kind of... He can't be here. Even if they wanted to bring him back, he has to go straight to jail.
I don't understand what the big deal is, but they're making a big deal about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's people that don't know. That's like we stay quiet about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we usually do.
Because we want to know the facts before we go chasing rabbits. You know what I'm saying?
No chasing the rabbit down the hole unless you know.
So if somebody got it wrong, it was the judge.
Right.
And the judge was convinced that he had done something that made him deportable. So I can't remember. There's like detainment and then there's deportable. They're two different systems.
Yep.
You know, anyways, deportable, gone.
It was a law that was in place through Bill Clinton, his administration.
Well, and I mean, if you want to talk about somebody deporting people, Clinton
deported a lot.
Hoo-ah.
And that surprises a lot of people when you tell them, especially those that are younger.
Well, have you ever listened to them back then?
Yeah.
America first. Yeah. American workers first. I mean, literally, you know, I don't know what happened in this country. I really don't.
I don't either.
You know, I remember when you could buy an ice cream cone for 55 cents.
Yep.
Do you remember them days?
I remember those days. I remember even cheaper than that, too.
I remember gas, like, consistently. I remember the cheapest I ever saw gas was 99 cents a gallon.
I can almost relate, but I go even further back. 69 cents a gallon.
Hoo-ah. Yeah, I Americans wish they had that now.
You got that right.
You know what I'm saying? So anyways, because it's the 22nd, it is School Bus Driver Appreciation Day.
Yep.
What a thankless job.
It is. It you really know? Is. They have to deal with all students, young kids, older kids.
I mean, I had some mean school bus drivers.
Oh, it can go both ways.
You know, I literally did. We had, you know, I think I had one that was like a farmer, and he just, you know, he had already got up, milked his cows and everything, and before he drove the bus, he was already in a bad mood.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like the type of guy, he was probably going and searching for his wife that was at the bar the night before, and that's right. All he had on his mind.
Yep. One of them deals.
But then I had a really good one, too. Mm. So how many apples ever get given to a school bus driver?
I'm sure there's been a few through the years.
Like, do you get on and be like, you're doing such a good job at school bus driving?
Nah.
Yeah, well, today's that day.
It should
be. School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. Say thank you to your school bus driver for doing the things and the thankless job that they do.
Yep.
It's also National Girl Scout Leader Day.
Hmm.
What do you have to say about that?
I don't have a whole lot to say about it. I just want to talk about the cookies. That's fine.
What were you saying was the best cookie they had?
It's a toss-up between a couple of them, but I like those cinnamon ones.
Whoa, you're going way off base.
I am.
It's either got to be the tagalongs, you know, the peanut butter chocolate with the cookie.
Yeah.
Or it's got to be Samoas.
Yeah.
With the coconut, the caramel, and the cookie, and the chocolate.
Yep. I'm not a big coconut fan.
Okay, how about Thin Mints?
Thin Mints, I'm not a big mint fan, so.
Well, yeah.
Excuse me out the door.
Man, I'm telling you, that those poisonous nuts over there in Ohio really messed up your taste buds. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder what would happen if you mixed one of those cookies with the mint and the coconut, how it would taste.
Probably. I'm going to say coconut and mint don't go good together.
I would say that, too.
But, I'm gonna look something up. Go ahead and talk about something. I'm going to look something up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's talk about, we can talk about the NBA playoffs, I guess.
All right, let's hear about them.
Yeah. Celtics are doing really good. My Celtics. Cleveland Cavaliers is a dangerous team right now.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. And then I would say in the West, you got OK State, and then I'd say Houston Rockets would be pretty good. I'm telling you that those are the teams that I think will be in the Final Four this year. But we'll see.
Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
If you're going to your favorite adult beverage facility tonight, let's try something that Greg said wouldn't go together good, and that's coconut and mint.
Okay.
So go in and ask for a coconut mint mojito.
Okay.
This is it right here. What do you think?
Well,
it kind of looks like a white Russian.
Yeah, kind of.
You know what I'm saying? With a mint, but okay, they take this further.
Right.
You got coconut mint, and they put lime in it.
Ooh. Man,
that's a weird blend.
That's like a weird, weird, weird combination.
Yeah, because it looks like milk, coconut, rum.
Yeah.
Mint schnapps, probably.
Right.
And then you add in the lime juice.
Yep.
I don't know.
I might take a hard pass on that one.
Well, I'll taste it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll taste it. I'll tell you what I think about it.
Oh, I would too, but I'd say much like it's going to be a hard pass, but we'll see.
Like, if you're going on a date and you don't really think the girl's attractive, do you just say no, or are you nice and be like, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll go on a date just for fun.
I would probably just do it for fun. Probably.
Yeah, see, and we're nice guys on the show.
It's just the way it is, man.
Yeah. It's also National Jelly Bean Day.
Oh, nice.
What is the best jelly bean in the bunch?
Grape? It's always my favorite, man. I don't know what it is.
Okay, take grape out of the mix, because most people right now are like, are you talking about spice drops or are you talking about jelly beans?
Jelly bean.
Okay, I thought jelly beans were pink, orange, blue, green, red, yellow.
Well, we got grape in there too. Lemon is also in there, but I want to take cherry on that.
Okay, I'll take cherry too. I'd say cherry.
That's my second.
So what's the worst tasting one?
The black.
Well, see, and now you're talking about Jägermeister. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with the Jägermeister. So take black out of it, then what?
The white.
No, see, white, that's mint spice.
Yeah.
But you can't. Okay, so take the white out of it, then what? I bet you're going to go with blue.
Green.
Green. Ah, the lime. You don't like the lime.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Because a lot of people do. I think that's awesome. And finally, today is National Earth Day.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm a conservationist. I'm a hunter. I'm a fisherman. Right. I'm a boater. I'm a motorcycle rider. I believe in conservation. I have a dream.
Yes.
A clean earth.
Yep.
You know, I kind of get pissed off when I go fishing and then,
trash.
You know, some prick left, you know, their ho-ho and their ding-dong bag there.
Yeah.
Does that make you mad?
It does.
You know what I mean?
I mean.
Or hooks all over the place.
Yep.
You know, I'm not one to, I don't call the law, if you know what I'm saying.
Nah.
You know what I mean? But I will say something.
Oh, most certainly, if you see somebody doing it.
And I will thump somebody in the nose.
Yeah.
Or the eye socket.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because sometimes you got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, anyways, National Earth Day. It's pretty awesome. It is what it is. So, the pee thing. We got a lot of messages about how gross it was that guy was drinking his own pee.
Yeah.
Okay, but listen to this. Scientists make incredible breakthrough. After studying human urine, here's how it could affect and transform the way we grow food. A report from New Scientist will give you something to think about during your next bathroom break. That's because experts are finding that human urine aged in the sun for a couple of months can be an effective fertilizer or pesticide. What do you think of that?
That's pretty interesting.
It was discovered during a trial in Niger that tested pee as a soil treatment. Pest management ability was proved too. It's a solution on multiple fronts, as soil quality in West Africa is often poor and fertilizer costs can be prohibitive, according to the report.
Hmm.
Well, here's the thing. Are we getting urine samples from people that aren't taking ibuprofen?
Right.
Aren't taking aspirin? Aren't on benzodiazepines?
Right.
Okay, now here's something that's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Whether you're dealing with a fruit or whether you're dealing with a vegetable, this is the honest to God truth. You can look it up. This is science. If you put your DNA on a sproutling or a seed,
yeah,
it will measure what you need in your body and it will grow that in itself.
That I never heard of.
It's a fact. Here, I'll keep reading this. You look that up.
Oh, well.
Yes. It's what's more, excess chemical fertilizers and pesticides can leach off the field, contaminating water sources. The fallout can cause environmental and health problems, according to North Dakota State University and Earth.org. For its part, urine has all the key components to be a replacement, containing nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, according to the findings highlighted by the scientific research publishing. The article included experts Ibrahim Bukhari, BOA, Luili Amadou from the Dandiko Dandulodo University of Maradi and the National Institute of Agricultural Research in Niger, respectively. Both researchers were quoted in the New Scientist report saying the odor is very strong.
Wow.
Here's the thing. I watched my grandpa farm. Okay, and they used to milk the cows and then go put the manure and urine together from a slurry tank onto the field. Hmm. But they don't really do that anymore because it requires plowing.
Right.
And it requires disking. So now they don't really do that. They use a pesticide and they kill everything off. And then they use seeds that work with that to go plant it again. So what did you find, Greg?
I ain't finding nothing about it, but
uh-oh.
Yeah.
You got a pee joke?
No.
Okay. What'd you find?
It just says pee can grow fruits and veggies for what we need is what I asked. And it says, yeah, actually it can. Okay. Mm. So it's agreeing with you.
So again, we've got a scientist going back to the 50s, the method that they used back then.
Yeah.
And bringing it back to today and saying they found a breakthrough study in urine.
Yeah.
And they've known it all along.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But they have to produce something for the amount of tax money that's paying them to do this research, right?
Right. And here's the interesting part that I read about it. Human urine is rich in nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, which are essential nutrients for plant growth. It's like a natural fertilizer, like you said.
Wow. You didn't hear what I said, did you?
Oh, I heard everything you said, and it just...
containing nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
Yes.
That's exactly right. You see?
I know.
All we need is a few million dollars from the government, and we can do studies like this.
Yes.
You know, like, make your, you know, here's one we could do. If the government gives us $10 million, I'll pee in a bush in my living room, and we'll show how it makes it grow and produces more oxygen for indoor living.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We could do something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And we can write it all fancy and stuff and then give it back to the government, and they'll say something like, you know, brand new technology, piss in your bush and get more oxygen. You know what I'm saying? That's what they'll say. But anyways, it was important. So, you know, but speaking of important, you like to fish, don't you?
Yeah, when I get a chance, maybe once in a while.
Yeah, well, there is a fish.
Okay.
And they're telling us to cut the head off of it.
Okay.
It's a predatory reptile-looking fish.
Okay.
Guess where it came from? It's invasive.
Missouri?
No, it's invasive.
Invasive? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Where'd it come from?
Oh, that rivers, I guess.
Where does everything bad come from?
Oh, everything?
Native to Asia, the northern snakehead.
The northern snakehead. Okay.
Yeah, it's an invasive fish species with a fitting name. Its head resembles a snake, and its body pattern and color resemble those of a python.
Oh.
The fish can also breathe air, allowing them to survive for several days out of the water. Their skin stays moist, according to the Missouri Department of Conservation. They have large mouths, sharp, pointy teeth, and can slither across land to get to water.
Wow. Hmm.
What I heard is they're actually pretty good eating.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So we have something that kind of looks like this. We call it a dogfish. Some people call it a bullfin. You know, but this is doing major damage in our streams.
Ooh.
It's eating the eggs and killing the fish that are supposed to be there. But another thing from Asia that's not very good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
there's a lot.
You got to remember, take your knife with you.
Yeah.
You know, if you catch one. And then I just, how is your wife to you?
Really good. Really good.
Okay. Now, did you read a textbook from like 1950, How to Treat Your Wife?
I might have.
Have you? Well, this.
We'll see.
Is 1955 Good Housewife's Guide. And it explains how wives should treat their husbands. We may get canceled for this.
We might.
You know what I'm saying?
We might just get canceled.
It says it's so fascinating to learn about how people used to live, especially when we discover that not much has really changed. Well, when I read that earlier, I wanted to kind of set the stage.
Right.
For us to discuss whether or not this stuff has changed or changed drastically. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm curious myself because I want to see if it's the book I've been following all my life.
Okay, well, let's go through some of these. And you tell me if it's the same today or if feminism
right.
has gotten away.
Okay.
Number one, have dinner ready. Plan ahead, even the night before, to have a delicious meal ready on time for your husband's return. This is a way of letting him know that you've been thinking about him and are concerned about his needs.
Yeah, I would go with that one.
You would say that's true right now?
That's true with me, like in my past.
I'm talking about everybody, like women in society today, generally.
Oh, in general.
I mean, it's true for me, too.
Right. I would say not in society in general.
Okay, so I think that this has changed quite a bit.
I think it has, too.
Okay. Number two, most men are hungry when they come home, and the prospect of a good meal, especially his favorite dish, is part of the warm welcome needed after a hard day's work.
Hmm, yeah. I mean, I would go with that one.
I would go with that one, but...
But I just, there we go again. I think it's goes back to society has changed.
Well, how many men are hard-working men?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. How many men work hard enough to earn a home-cooked meal from their wife?
Quite a few.
You think so?
I think so.
In today's society?
It's changed a lot. I'm sure it's lowered the...
Yeah, what is the percentage lower, you think?
I'm not sure what the percentage of lower is, but I would say it's considerably lower than what it was when I was young.
Because in 1955, I don't think a man could get any handouts, or even if he did need help, I don't think he'd get welfare. A man couldn't, could he?
No, I don't think so at all.
Okay, here's one. Prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest so you'll be refreshed when he arrives. Touch up your makeup, put a ribbon in your hair, and be fresh looking. He has just been through a lot of work-weary people at his job. Well?
Yeah.
I mean, yay, nay.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Has it changed?
No.
Well, I'm going to say it has.
You think it has? I don't know.
I don't see very many women taking 15 minutes to prepare for themselves to look good for when dad gets home.
I think there's still some out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with it. I mean, you can tell this is wrote in the 50s in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Be a little gay and a little more interesting for him. His boring day may need a lift, and one of your duties is to provide it.
No.
She's wearing high heels, vacuuming.
Yeah, that don't happen no more.
It's Electrolux, too. Back in the 50s, that thing was like a month's paycheck.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
Okay.
I think my grandmother had one.
So would you say that's true or not?
I would say that's true.
You say that they're going to be in a good mood to make it better for you?
They're not going to. No. They're going
to. See, here's what I see happening.
Yeah.
You come home. You're tired from work. I've been watching these kids all day. What are you doing? Why aren't you doing this? You know, the honey-do list is getting longer, and I sit here all day and slave over you. Am I wrong?
No. That's the societal way.
Yeah, well, it is today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not in my house.
No.
But in a lot of houses.
Never was in mine.
Number five, clear away the clutter. Make one last trip through the main part of the house just before your husband arrives. Gather up school books, toys, paper, etc., and then run a dust cloth over the tables so he can enjoy himself.
I think that happens a lot.
What world are you living in, brother?
That happened with me.
Why? Okay, well, let's go to the younger generations.
Let's go to the younger generation. And yeah, my opinion changes because, like, as we say, society has changed.
Well, okay. Besides that, what do you think it is? Is it the feminism? Is it men not acting like men? What is the issue, or is it a combination?
I think it's a combination of both.
Right. Like,
men not being men and women thinking that they're going to take on the men's role at the house.
Well, it could be, because I can tell you this. When I was younger,
yeah,
you had an expectation if you had a girlfriend or a wife.
Right.
And it was to take care of the family.
Yep.
Expectation. You could get shamed for not doing so.
Oh, yeah.
Now, some people say shame is bad. What do you think?
It depends. Shame can wake people up.
I believe that.
I think shame works in some situations.
This one, I'm going to say, I'm just going to read it and we'll talk to you about it.
Okay.
Over the cooler months of the year, you should prepare and light a fire for him to unwind by. Your husband will feel he has reached a haven of rest and order, and it will give you a lift too. After all, catering for your husband's comfort will provide you with an immense personal satisfaction.
I wish that was true.
Well, so you're saying it's not?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with not, and I'm going to go with they're going to, like, every feminists out there, including some middle of the road, are going to be like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Number seven, prepare the children. Take a minute to wash the children's hands and faces, comb their hair, and if necessary, change their clothes.
It don't happen.
This is for dad coming home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
More than likely, he walks through the door. She's going to say, get your kids ready. We got to go to the store.
Yep.
Right?
Oh.
Okay. Number eight. Children are little treasures, and he would like to see them playing the part. Minimize the noise. At the time of his arrival, eliminate all noise of the washer, dryer, or vacuum. Try to encourage your children to be quiet.
That don't happen.
Yeah, I don't think that happens at all. As a matter of fact, they could say go play your video game.
Pretty much in today's world, yeah.
But if they do say go get your video game, then they're
letting the video game babysit him.
Yeah, so it's bad. Yeah,
it is bad.
Number nine, be happy to see him. Free him with a warm smile and show sincerity in your desire to please him. Listen to him.
That never happens.
Yeah. Can you say that again? I mean,
that never happens.
That's what you're heading for.
Yeah.
If you would say, I want you to desire to please me right. and listen to me.
Right.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
There's a pan flying. There's something coming your way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's running through you like a locomotive.
Yeah. You may have a dozen important things to tell him, but the moment of his arrival is not the time. Let him talk first. Remember, his topics of conversation are more important than yours.
that's definitely a trend.
Yeah, that's, and, you know, right now, there's girls out there, and their mouths are open right now.
Yeah.
And this is what's coming out.
Crickets.
Yeah, yeah, crickets. Because they can't believe that this was actually in a magazine in 1955.
Oh, they'll be trying to cancel that now.
No, I mean, honestly, where are you at with this? Like, have you heard anything that you don't like?
No, I haven't really.
Okay. Number 11. Make his evening his. Never complain if he comes home late or goes to dinner or other places of entertainment without you. Instead, try to understand his world of strain and pressure and his very real need to be at home and relax.
That don't happen.
Yeah, you know
no
I'm
time
saying?
To relax when you go.
Well, I'm telling you, I think times are different because usually now both people are working.
Yeah.
You got to remember, this is when men went to work and women stayed home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Number 12, your goal should be try to make your home as a piece of order and tranquility where your husband can renew himself in body and spirit. Do not greet him with complaints and problems.
Yes. I say yes as in I wish that it was true, but it's not.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen. But, you know, I would like to make this edition.
Yeah.
I want to see if we can get this edition reprinted or something and maybe pass it around and, like, buddies can send this to other buddies. You can, do you remember the good old days?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, because that's what they'd say.
Yep.
Number 14. Don't complain if he's late home for dinner or even if he stays out all night. Count this as minor compared to what he might have gone through there that day.
Yeah, that's definitely hey, not
didn't
gonna
you
happen.
Get home late and have a band thrown at you one time?
I didn't get home late, no.
What was it?
I that was a whole separate issue. That was No, that was a health issue with her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
that was something that I can understand later, like after it happened.
It's just starting to get good.
It is.
Okay, this 1955 magazine article about what wives should do for their husbands. Number 15, make him comfortable. Have him lean back in a comfortable chair or have him lie down in the bedroom. Have a cool or warm drink ready for him.
I like the idea, but I don't think it's going to happen.
It doesn't happen at all anymore.
No more.
Number 16, arrange his pillow and offer to take off his shoes. Speak in a low, soothing, and pleasant voice.
Might as well hit the train, because yeah. That ain't happening. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that never happened.
No. Sorry, that is so funny. All right. Here we go again. Number 17. Don't ask him questions about his actions or question his judgment of integrity. Remember, he is the master of your house, and as such will always exercise his will with fairness and truthfulness. You have no right to question your husband.
It's true, but it's not going to happen. That's exactly what will happen. The train wreck.
I'm gonna tell you, this is what's gonna happen. If you tried this,
yeah,
that's the door opening for you to get your butt out.
It's exactly correct.
In today's society.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then later when she sees you when she's mad at you, then come back.
Yeah, then she's gonna run me over.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. This literally, oh boy. Are you ready for number 18?
Let's hear it.
A good wife always knows her place.
um,
Yeah.
I'll leave that one there.
I wouldn't say that to my mom. I wouldn't say it to my wife. I would, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wouldn't say it to my daughters. No, none of that's happening. But I do like this article.
I do.
It's littlethings.com/lifestyle/1950s-good-housewife-guide.
Ooh.
Whew, that was a mouthful.
That was.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it could be something for somebody.
That was awesome, though, because it showed us how different things have changed since 1955.
Well, it kind of makes me sad, brother.
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
It does.
It's kind of like, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about John Cena.
Yeah, really?
But we can't. I mean, we're going to have to wait till tomorrow. And the viral CIA file, we got to wait till tomorrow.
Right.
And the Morning Crankers melody has to wait till tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, that always waits till tomorrow.
Well, I would love to have some more emails from you guys. MorningCrankers@gmail.com. Go to our website. Sign up for our newsletter at MorningCrankers.com. I'm Hans.
I'm Greg.
And we will see you tomorrow.
Signing off. See you on Hump Day.
Gentlemen, boys, and girls, gather around. We're introducing Dr. Cranker, your slightly deranged but medically questionable guide to everything you should never want to know. Today, we're having him here to discuss a matter of utmost importance. That's right, the 10 things that you should absolutely, positively, never, under any circumstances, stick in your butthole. So, buckle up, buttercups. We're here to introduce Dr. Cranker. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Well, we had these sent in, and, you know, I've got some questions for you. Can you tell us about a pineapple, Dr. Cranker?
Yeah, the pineapple, Cranker, is me. Well, pineapple. Yes, I know it looks festive. It's tropical. It's juicy. But trust me, folks, the spiky surprise isn't what you want down there. One minute you're on a vacation, a bad decision, and the next you're praying for reverse flight.
Oh, boy. Well, this is the second or number 9 that came in. How about fireworks, Dr. Cranker? Because a lot of people will, you know, stick them in and then shoot them off, and, you know, so.
Yeah. I know what you're thinking. I just want to add a little sparkle to my life, right?
Right.
Listen, Sparky, this is a one-third time where lighting up a room is a very, very bad idea.
So no fireworks in the bunghole.
No fire hose in the bunghole. Oh, fireworks in the bunghole. You're correct. Yes.
How about a live hamster?
A live hamster. Oh, that's easy. Yes, I know what you've heard, but let me tell you something there. Just because someone else tried it doesn't mean that you should.
Hmm.
Not only is it an animal cruelty, but you'll also be the subject of a very awkward vet visit. You don't need all that.
No. Oh, okay, how about a loaded mouse trap? How about that?
Oh, you're not MacGyver, and your cheeks are not the jaws of life. One wrong move and snap!
Okay, well,
I hope and you enjoy explaining that one to the ER.
Yes, Dr. Cranker, that one, I'd be calling you and having you explain that. How about a blowtorch?
Oh, yeah, that's an easy fix. Folks, this isn't a home improvement project. Your colon doesn't need remodeling, okay? And the only thing that's getting signed is your dignity.
Dignity. I've heard of this one happening. This one got sent in quite a bit, actually. A jar of pickles.
Oh, we'll fix you right up. I get it crunchy, sour, and oddly satisfying as a snack. But this isn't a picnic, and there's a fine line between the brined and the bruised.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, Arthur, this one's...
egos.
It's a little weird, Dr. Cranker, but somebody out there wants to know, how about your ex's phone number?
Ooh, man, that's painful. All right, the pain, the regret, the sheer emotional damage that it caused me... It might fit, but should it? Absolutely not.
Under no circumstances?
Under no circumstances or circumcisions, I agree with this.
Okay, okay. So, you know, everybody's talking about the new advances with bee stings.
Yes.
So how about an active beehive in the bunghole, Dr. Cranker?
Yes, this is an easy solve. Yeah, you might think you're the king or queen of drama, but a hive full of buzzing butt tear is not the way to get attention.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many self-help books out there that aren't really self-help. How about putting them up the, you know what?
Yeah, you're sure are not trying to better yourself for sure. Come on.
Yeah.
But I promise there are better ways to absorb wisdom. Oh. Trust me, I know all about that.
Absorb. I never even thought about that. Yeah. Well, all right, Dr. Cranker, how about your dignity?
Oh, I got this one. Oh, wait, too late. Doing this skit has already done it for me. Well, that's it, folks. This is Dr. Cranker reminding you to keep it weird, but keep it safe. Tune in next time where I'll tell you the 10 worst ways to remove a tattoo. Stay weird, stay wild, and for the love of all that's holy, keep things out of your butt.
Holy old.
Thank you very much, Dr. Cranker. We really appreciate it. Remember, if you have questions for Dr. Cranker,
I've got your answer.
Well, please send an email with your detailed question to morningcrankers@gmail.com, and we will have Dr. Cranker answer it for you, right, Dr. Cranker?
Send that message directly to Dr. Cranker.
Thank you very much for listening. This has been an episode of Morning Crankers. Dr. Cranker. Dr. Cranker.